If you remember the band Devo, what you probably remember is them on MTV when MTV was brand new, wearing what looked like flower pots on their heads, acting like nerds from the 22nd century, and singing this song. Although the last Devo album came out years ago, they are working on a new one, and they still tour widely. And have a surprising backstory, it turns out. They came together in the late 60s when they were in college at Kent State University.
Hi, my name's Mark Mothersbaugh. I remember walking across campus one day, and somebody had handed me a flyer that said that at noon, SDS was going to napalm a dog. They had this table, and they had a dog that looked scared out of its mind standing there. And they said, how many of you are going to let us go ahead and do this demonstration? And people were going, none of us. And they said, well, why don't you stop them? Our country from napalming people in Vietnam. And I was just the right age. You know, I was like a sophomore in college. And I said, I'm signing up.
I'm Jerry Casale from Devo. We were protesting the expansion of the war into Cambodia from Vietnam without an act of Congress. So people were outraged.
I mean, we'd seen military vehicles all around the campus, but that they would actually turn and shoot protesters, it seemed, I just couldn't imagine how it got that out of control.
We start our protest. These guys come out of several buildings, gas masks, M1 rifles. They got about 2,000 students surrounded. And the next thing we know, guys on the top of the hill by the journalism building stop. The first row kneels, the second row stands, and they point all those M1 rifles at us, and they shoot. And to be right there and see the effects of that kind of bullet in a human being. I thought I was going to puke. Then I thought I was going to pass out. Then I just sat down on the grass, and I couldn't move. And pretty soon you start hearing wailing and crying, and everybody had been reduced to little children.
What happened immediately is that they closed down our school. Jerry and I started talking about music, and things came into focus for us on what we wanted to do. We saw that right about that time when people we thought should have gotten enraged and be proactive, it seemed like everybody went to sleep. When school started up again in the fall, it seemed like everything was different.
The way a hippie reacted to the killings at Kent State is like, wow, not cool, man. And the killings just snapped me. I had to create, like reinvent who I thought I was. I wanted a complete break with any kind of just groovy, student, hippie kind of appearance or lifestyle.
You know, we thought that the things that we'd seen would have justified a whole new generation of Bob Dylans and, you know, Woody Guthrie's, and it wasn't happening. Instead, we were getting disco and concert rock, you know, the Foreigner and Styx, and nobody was really talking about the issues in the arts. We thought, well, this is a time for us to do something, to say something, and that's how we began.
De-evolution was just the word we slapped on the phenomena that we saw around us. We didn't see the world getting better. We didn't see progress being made. We didn't see people getting smarter. We saw quite the opposite. They tell us that we lost our tails.
Just wind and sail. Are we not bad? We are the
were doing it to reach something pure, to get rid of all the assumptions, all the stupid cliches and artifacts of imitating, you know, stadium rock bands or pop bands. Just the opposite. We were going for a purity, industrial brutality. Our feelings aesthetically were a result of the anger and frustration, you know, and shock of the life we were living after Kent State.
Akron, which was a big industrial town from like 1900 through 1960, all of a sudden the factories moved out pretty much all at once. So it was like a really dark time.
You know, what we were doing was keeping ourselves sane, really, and doing something aggressive. I mean, the more the kind of idiot people that were our peers didn't like what we were doing, the more heartened we became and the more confident we became we were doing something right.
Yeah, we absorbed it and went right back at them.
It was like, look, either you're one of those people that let all this happen and even halfway agree with it, or you're with us.
Jerry Casale and Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo. They've got a new album due out this fall. Michael May produced our story.